While I insist on my innocence and hold the accusations against me to be unconstitutional, in a year and more since I lost my freedom, I've experienced two places of detention, four pre-trial police officers, three prosecutors, and two judges. In the handling of the case, there has been no lack of respect, no time overruns, and no false confessions. Their calm and rational attitude has over and again demonstrated goodwill. I was transferred on the 23rd of June from the residential surveillance to Beijing Municipal Public Security Bureau Detention Center No. 1, known as Beikan. I saw progress in surveillance in the 6 months I spent there. I spent time in the old Beikan in 1996, and compared with the Beikan of a decade ago, there has been great improvement in the hardware of facilities and software of management. In particular, Beikan's innovative humane management applies more flexible management of what the discipliners say and do, on the basis of respecting the rights and dignity of detainees. This management, embodied in a journal's warm broadcast and repentance, music played before meals and when waking up and going to sleep, gave detainees feelings of dignity and warmth, stimulating the consciousness of keeping order in their cells and countering the warden's sense of themselves as lords of the jail. It not only provides detainees with a humanized living environment, but greatly improves the environment and mindset for their litigation. I had close contact with Liu Jun, in charge of my cell. People feel warmed by his respect and care for detainees, reflected in the management of every detail and permeating his every word and deed. Getting to know the sincere, honest, responsible, good-hearted Liu really was a piece of good luck for me in Beikan. Political beliefs are based on such convictions and personal experiences. I firmly believe that China's political progress will never stop, and I'm full of optimistic expectations of freedom coming to China in the future, because no force can block the human desire for freedom. China will eventually become a country of the rule of law in which human rights are supreme. I'm also looking forward to such progress being reflected in the trial of this case, and look forward to the full court's just verdict, one that can stand the test of history.